What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey, hey, everybody. This is Mike Agovino, and this is the WOW for October 25th, 2024. We are without the services of Woody Overton this morning, and so I thought I'd do something a little bit different, and I am going to share an episode from the series Everything is a Bitch that I do with AJ Benza, the journalist and gossip columnist, every week. And so this is Everything is a Bitch with AJ Benza and Mike Agovino for the 25th of October. 19. I'm Mike Agovino here with my buddy AJ Benza. What's yo, up, yo. Dude?
Hey, man. How are you? Well, I know how you are. We just spent an hour doing Relationships as a Bitch, and now we'll do this show, and then I'll do Fame as a Bitch. That's a big day. A lot of work.
We just did the Ukrainian hour, which the Ukrainian relationship hour, which like is it. Enlightening. You know, who would have thought that Kamala Harris and Doug Emhoff were meant for each other, and that is a relationship that is forever, according to our expert, well, Irina Wood.
I'll ask my listeners again today to come up with some relationship type questions and to email me, and we'll bring them to Irina on our show, and she can give personal advice to people who listen that are part of our orbit of podcasts. So,
yeah, and please, if you haven't given Relationships as a Bitch a try, please give it a try. Today we talked about an unbelievable technical leap. If she's able to do that the way that she's talking about doing it, which is basically real-time specific therapy done with the help of artificial intelligence and delivered through an avatar of Irina. So, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, you're in a fight with your husband and you need some advice on the fly, you know, lock yourself in the bathroom and get on the app and fire away. That's amazing.
It's amazing. You know, it reminds me of, like you said, it's on steroids. When I went to AA, and AA's fine. I just didn't like it to keep going. It just got to be the same. I don't want to keep hearing stories about alcohol and how much people lost. It just puts me in a bad mood. But I never had a sponsor either. I'm not really doing it the way people do it. But when people have sponsors, and I have a lot of friends who have sponsors, they'll get on the phone any hour of the day and talk to that sponsor if they're having a rough time, if they want to drink, etc. Could you imagine if you don't have to call your sponsor and you just go to an app and your sponsor is now an AI version of themselves, and you can talk to them at any hour, any time? Like you said, depending upon how great Irina's avatar will look, that's what an impressive leap that is for people everywhere.
Think about all of the services.
Yeah.
Look, what about lawyers?
Yeah. Instead of $600 an hour, go on your lawyer app.
I mean, you've already got all of these legal documents. There are companies like LegalZoom, and there are other ones that, you know, whether it's a will, whether it's a divorce, whether it's filing your taxes. I mean, all of these systems that are using AI to make the process a lot easier. Well, taking it to the next level to where you're not just using the AI, you are like speaking to it like Kirk did to the computer from the bridge on the Enterprise and just telling it what you need it to do.
Amazing.
And, you know, I need a new will that has takes my ex-wife to zero and splits everything that would have gone to her to blah blah blah. I mean, all of that kind of stuff. So, I mean, we tend to talk about AI from the negative side, all the things that scare us and all the stuff that could go really wrong. And there is a lot of stuff that's scary and could go really wrong, but it's also easy to see a lot of places where it could improve life. But at the same time, it's disintermediating professions in a big way. I mean, if things ever got to the point where an AI could prescribe medication, and I mean, because we're not that far from that with what we're talking about here. We're talking about a source of artificial intelligence that could give relationship advice on the fly. Well, you know, we're doing telemedicine now. So,
well, I want to listen on a similar topic. I've been making football picks against the spread all season, but I'm very selective. I don't play 5 games a weekend. I make believe Tootsie's handicapping. My dog is handicapping the bet. She's 15-3 after last night's game. The Ravens won big. 15-3. So what's the difference later on in life, or maybe next month, I can go to ChatGPT or AI and ask, why should I bet the Ravens, or who do I bet with the Jets Steelers? And they're just going to spit out a ton of information that makes my bet more enhanced or gives me a better probability. That's fascinating to me.
That's AJ.
That's been done for a long time. I know.
That's got to be going on, right?
Yeah, it has. I
mean, forever, it's been these handicappers that have all the data crunched that Joe Blow isn't able to crunch. It's just like I remember my father with the freaking racing form growing up. My father would spend hours with that damn
Chico
racing
too.
Form
Chico,
before
Chico
he went
too.
To the track. I mean, and he knew how that horse ran in the mud, how that horse ran on a dry track, but
it's
all
crazy.
Of that shit. Where
on
if I go to the track, it's to I want to get drunk and watch a couple of races.
A long shot. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. It's changing everything. Changing everything, good or bad, it's changing.
Well, you know, maybe the New York District Attorney can figure out a way to use it so that some of the cases that they bring actually make some freaking sense.
Yeah. But think about how many years we've heard and how many centuries it's taken for animals and insects, fish to adapt with the world that they were in. Now we are the animal that's been adapting so quickly to all these changes in our lives that, frankly, our parents didn't have to go through. You know, I mean, we're adapting at warp speed constantly to all these new innovations that are sprouting up everywhere.
It's scary, or we're not adapting.
Well, yeah, if you don't, you're in trouble. You have to adapt, or else you're going to fall to the wayside. You know,
until these technologies become embedded in things that you use every day to the point that their existence is not transparent to you as an end user. So the 80-year-old is using AI but doesn't know they're using AI
because they
don't have to understand how the AI works in that particular context.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of stuff happens. But that's never what happens on the bleeding edge of new tech. On the bleeding edge, it's only the folks that really understand it well that are able to do anything with it, right?
Right.
So
I
don't know. My father used to say, I mean, he would say, I bought a computer at a pretty young age. And you know, he would make statements like, a computer can't do anything that a human can't do. Well, yeah, that's right, Dad. It can't, but it can do them like 400,000 times faster.
Faster,
so isn't that valuable?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Time is the big commodity. You know, trying to teach my brother-in-law and sister, well, mainly my brother-in-law, Jack doesn't really get out of the house much. If he does, he takes his car and goes someplace. When I had to tell him that we needed to get an Uber, he didn't know what the hell was going on. I said, no, give me your phone. I'll put Uber in your phone. Giving him Uber and him watching, so you're telling me, I see where I am, and the car shows up. No, I don't have to talk to anybody. No. What about my money? The credit card's in you put the credit, you're good. He was fascinated. Do I give him cash? No, you're good. It's all good. I just leave the car? Leave the car. So that's one example of Americans or human beings having to adapt to changes. But this last one, or not the last one, the most current one, AI is, I don't know what comes after that. I can't imagine.
Good question.
I don't know.
But there'll be
is.
Something.
Yeah, of course.
Warp drive. Warp drive is next.
Warp drive. I don't know. Scary. I don't even know what that is, but it's scary. Warp
Dude,
drive.
You're not a Trek guy, are you?
No, not at all. No, not at all. Not at all.
Any sci-fi series that you like? What's your favorite all-time sci-fi series?
Well, I like Black Mirror. Black Mirror is fascinating on Netflix because they really have episodes that mirror what's happening in the tech world, like the mechanical dogs that are now being used in earthquakes and shit. That fascinates me. But no, I never watched Star Trek, never watched Lost in Space. David Duchovny, X-Files, not my thing. None. No sci-fi in my life.
Nothing when we were young.
I read Fahrenheit 451. You know, I did those things when we were younger, but ever since then, I don't care about sci-fi. I don't care about it. Now, the two worst topics of my life are sci-fi and finance. Just move on.
They're kind of related. Because generally, if you like finance, you like sci-fi vice versa.
No,
wouldn't know what to do with a dilithium crystal if you had one.
No. Do you? Yeah. I have no idea what that even is, dilithium crystal.
You can't operate your warp drive without
I'll just be calling you. You'll be getting messages from me.
Calling Scotty in engineering
what
for
do
some
I do
help
here?
Is
yeah,
what you'd
yeah.
be doing. Well, I mentioned the attorney, the district attorney in New York, because the first story I thought we should talk about, given the fact that he hails from West Islip, New York, is that jury selection is kicked off this week for the trial of Daniel Penny. For those of you who don't remember, this is the former Marine who was charged with fatally choking this homeless guy on an F train, I think it was, in New York. The guy's name is Jordan Neely. Is the homeless guy. Groups of New Yorkers will face a series of questions and be grilled about their own experiences riding the New York subway before 12 Manhattanites are ultimately chosen to decide Penny's fate. Penny, he's only 25 right now, is charged with manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide in Neely's death. The incident was caught on film and sparked debate across the country. The supposed similarities between this case and the George Floyd case have fueled drama as well. The incident occurred back on May 1st of 2023. So I think most people remember the story. God, May 1st of 23. So it's a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
No. And the guy is from our hometown of West Islip, West Islip kid. And the story is fascinating in a lot of ways. When I was a journalist at the news, I covered the Bernie Getz situation where Bernie shot up those kids on the subway who were bugging him. If you live in New York or have lived in New York, you totally understand how terrifying certain subways can be at certain times of the day or night. You want to avoid them at all costs. People get molested, assaulted, killed, stabbed, shot on subways. You can't look anybody in the eye. What this guy did was saving the rest of the car from God knows what. Put the guy in a headlock, which he knows how to do. It's very simple. And the guy died because he kept it on too long. But he was even told the cops. Perry even told the cops. I took care of it, guys. You know, I held him at bay. Like He said that to the cops immediately. He wasn't hiding anything. He didn't try to kill the guy. Tried to keep everybody safe. But it's a real scary lesson because I'm normally the guy that would do what he did. I'm normally the guy that's the first to get up and smack someone or threaten them or grab them if they're bothering people. But now you go, do I do this anymore? I could easily end up in prison when the justice system is so warped right now that they may look at me and think that, yeah, I tried to kill this guy. I mean, negligent homicide, that makes sense. I'm not sure about manslaughter, but this guy shouldn't serve a day in prison.
It's a New York jury. But, I mean, look, this will be a really interesting test because normally I'd say New York jury, it's going to be 10 out of 12, maybe 11 out of 12 liberals on that jury. this guy is a conservative guy, former military.
Yeah.
It does have a lot of the parallels to the George Floyd case.
Yeah.
And,
it's fucking ridiculous, man.
It is ridiculous, but I think this is one where I'm going to say I have enough faith in a New York jury, because they, at least 8 of those regularly ride the subway.
Right.
Right. 8 out of those 12 are going to be regular subway riders who know the kind of craziness that goes on in the subway. If they were on that car that day where that thing happened, they would have been really thrilled to find Daniel Kenny riding that in that same car with them on that F train. And so hopefully, you know, that comes to the forefront here.
Otherwise, otherwise, I don't have a lot of faith in New York now as a city. It's changed so much. I never thought I'd live a day where I didn't care for New York City, but I feel that way about it now. But there's got to be one more sympathetic jury that understands and have ridden the subways to know that that guy's a hero. He's not a murderer. Come on, man. If they don't do it, if they don't find this guy innocent, New York is completely dead, just completely dead. Because old New York wouldn't have done that, not once.
Yeah. Well, here's an interesting subplot. The guy that's defending Penny, his attorney, is Thomas Kenneth, who actually ran against Bragg for Manhattan DA. So he's the Republican that ran against Bragg back in 2021. Now, I don't know if – I doubt that Bragg is actually the one trying this case.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I didn't see in any of the articles that I looked at. That would be surprising. But there's certainly I'm sure there's bad blood between Kenneth and the DA's office and vice versa. So going to be more at play here than just defending Penny and telling the story.
Well, like I said, if you lived in New York, you know exactly what that's like to be scared on a subway, and justice has to be served here. But again, New York is so fickle with the types of progressive people we have running the city of the state that this could go either way.
But here's the thing. It's a confined incident. So you got eyewitnesses and they were all known to police. They all gave statements originally. And so I don't know what the surprises could be. Here are the people here are the cops that showed up, and here's the cops that took his testimony. Here's the witnesses. From what I remember, nearly all of those witnesses were pro Penny in the in the wake of this thing. Right. I do remember there being one who was out there a little bit on it. Yeah. But again, you know, Bragg won 83% of the vote in that race for DA. So
very scary.
Who the heck knows?
Hey, y'all, let me tell you about Gobble. All Gobble meal kits are pre-prepped. That means less work for you and less waste in your kitchen. Their meal kits include everything you need, so you can save time at the store or just skip that trip entirely. I got the box in, and I had 3 different meals. I had a Kung Pao chicken, crispy fish tacos, and a beef bourguignon, however you say it. But let me tell you about the classic beef bourguignon. Look, it came with beef pot roast and a beef broth concentrate, red wine demi-glace, cremini mushrooms, cipollone onions, mashed potatoes, baby carrots, and rosemary thyme butter. It was so easy to make. Literally like 15 minutes it took Cindy. And let me tell you something, all the dishes were fire, but this thing was like a taste explosion in my mouth. It's just unreal. We've got to spend more time together and more time doing the things we love, because everything came in this one single box right to my door. So see what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. You get $120 off across 4 boxes plus free shipping and free cookies. And let me tell you, those cookies, I ate one that was sin-baked and it was delicious. Go to gobble.com/real life. That's GOBBLE.com/real life for $120 off your first four boxes. This offer is not available on the home site, so don't miss out. This is genius. It's taste explosions in your mouth like you never had. Hey, y'all. You want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with the subject? Is your child ahead, not getting challenged enough in class? Well, IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting to each child, meeting them where they are. Plus, IXL encourages students to become curious and empowers them to choose how to learn. Look, we homeschool our son. No doubt about it. He's more of a visual learner, and we use IXL, and Cindy teaches him, and there are so many different benefits to the program. It adapts to exactly what he needs in different areas. So IXL is the perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum. IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational games, lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's easy to use, time-saving. Everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you're covering. IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. Kids can explore any topic in any grade level. They aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs. If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were too far ahead like our son, IXL is a great program to help them get the exact support they need. Kids love IXL's positive feedback awards and educational games. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Real Life Real Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. And don't forget, Real Life Real Crime listeners get 20% off. Y'all, we really do use this product, and it's been a godsend.
Well, it sucks because what you're going to lose, New York and other cities that are run by progressives, a guy like me who wants to protect a bunch of people, even if it means putting me in harm's way. I'm that kind of guy. I come from that kind of father. I don't know if guys like us are going to want to get involved anymore. And that's scary.
No, it is. It is. I mean, this guy is a legitimate hero. And look, you and I have talked about the setting in Minneapolis and everything that day with Floyd. Yeah. I mean, we don't need to go back there again, but you know,
it changed America, but more than people could even understand.
There should have been a change of venue for that trial, but
absolutely.
Let's do something a little bit more fun.
Mm.
Let's talk about Trump working at Mickey D's.
Well, here's why I loved it. Because it showed a light side of him that a lot of people on the left don't think is something he has, which he does. It showed a generous side, a fun side, a light side. And you've got Kamala Harris raising her voice at rallies and saying things that I think are ridiculous. And there's Trump. The most the liberals can say, or the left is saying, is like, can you believe you wore that shirt with the cufflinks to serve fries? Really? Are you upset about the shirt he wore to move fries? You know, that's McDonald's is a closed McDonald's. All right, so what? All of Kamala and Doug's and Tim Wall's visits to gas stations. Wait,
were they supposed to do it at an open McDonald's?
Like, I know.
I mean, what kind of security risk would that have been?
Yeah,
this
is how they think. You know, why? He's only been shot once and attempted to be shot twice. Let's bring him out again in a dangerous situation. No, it was fun. It was good because we're seeing another side of him, a side that I've known always existed, but other people don't. I know a side of him that, you know, I've been told by people close to him that the woman that we both dated would tell me he's very funny. You have no idea. He's a lot like you. He does crazy shit. He's silly. I couldn't see that 25 years ago. Now I see it. Talking about Arnold Palmer's manhood. He's just showing himself to be a regular guy, which a lot of people don't think he is. But he is in a lot of ways. He just is.
Look, I thought it was the ultimate troll. The ultimate troll.
Yeah.
You lied and told people you worked at McDonald's is bullshit. You know how we know it's bullshit? You never said it before. It was never a part of any of your other campaigns going backwards. This suddenly was injected into your resume during this election, right?
Yeah.
If there ever was a time that you were going to come out and prove that you had worked at McDonald's, it would be in reaction to Trump saying that he worked 15 minutes more than you did at McDonald's. If you wanted to slam the door shut on your integrity and whether you were honest about your claims of working at McDonald's, that was the time to do it. You haven't done it. You haven't done it because, let's face it, you never worked at McDonald's.
Otherwise, that picture would be posted within seconds of Trump at McDonald's.
Exactly.
She can't do it.
And this is the kind of stuff. See, I'm getting amped. It drives me nuts.
Yep.
It drives me freaking crazy. Walls. Yeah. I was at Tiananmen Square. I worked at McDonald's. All of this shit.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
I know.
Who you are is who you are. It's the who's the Parcells, right? You are who your record says you are. You are who your freaking record says you are.
Right.
And what Trump should do next is he should go to the neighborhood in Montreal and the school in Montreal where she actually fucking grew up, not Oakland, California, but go to where she actually freaking grew up and take a look at who she went to school with and what her life was like and compare that to who she says she is out on the campaign trail. Anyway, AJ's probably dying because, what are you doing? You're not.
No, go ahead. Pro-Trump. I love it. You're not pro-Trump, but you could be anti-Kamala for this bullshit.
I am, in this particular instance, I am pro-Trump for a fucking, just a masterclass troll on the bullshit that she has spewed. It's a freaking 10.
Yeah.
Now, the Arnold Palmer stuff.
Oh, that's so funny. I mean, I know it's not called for, but yet, you know what? If Obama can make fun of the size of Trump's manhood in one of his speeches a few weeks back, Trump can't talk about this story about Arnold Palmer. He's not making fun of Barack Obama's manhood. So it works both ways. If you thought it was funny Barack did it and what a genius he is, then Trump's relayed a story that was funny. Who cares? This is
That it hurts Trump one iota. He's a guy's guy. Look how much of our lives, 10% of our lives between you, me, and Kenny, has been spent talking about someone's penis. I mean, it's what we freaking do, right?
We did it last week. We were talking about Richie Pepio. What's Pepio's first name?
Mike
Pepio. Wayne Urillo. We know the guys in school who were hung well. We shower with them. We're in the same ball clubs.
No,
it's no big
deal. Every person Kenny has ever met in his life has a nickname based upon their penis. I mean, it's just it's the way and that's Trump being a guy and doing the, and that's fine, you know. Yeah. And by the way, there's nothing at this point. You either love him or hate him.
Yeah,
there's very little in between. But if you're one of those 2-3% of the population with 2 weeks left that are teetering, and you think through this McDonald's thing.
Come on.
And you think through what it really means. Yes, it was fun and games and trolling, but the purpose was to drill into your head that this woman lies constantly.
Exactly.
Trump's lies are mostly lies of omission because he doesn't know the whole story.
And exaggeration.
It's again, guy's guy doing that sort of stuff versus somebody trying to convince you they are someone completely different than who they are.
She
is whiter than Trump. She is
exactly.
It's insane. And like I said, the next move should be to go to that neighborhood in Montreal go to that school.
That'd be great.
And just make it perfectly clear who this woman is versus who she claims to be.
And on top of that, when Trump is maligned in the press, he's got a couple of sons, a daughter, what have you, even his wife, who'll speak up for him and tell the public, that's not true about my father, my husband, etc. Kamala Harris has nobody. Her mother and father. If my daughter was running for president and they said she never worked at such and such store, I'd find a reporter and hold a press conference and say, I drove my daughter to that job for X amount of months or weeks or years she worked there. No one sticks up for her in her corner. No one stands up and says, yeah, that's true. My daughter did work there. Wouldn't you do that as a parent? That's weird to me that she's got no backup. And just if I could go a little further, you got hot. I'm going to get hot. They're giving Trump a lot of shit. Let's focus on who Kamala Harris was with the other day. Al Sharpton, the ultimate race baiter in the world. I know Al very well. I know him since the Tawana Brawley case. That bullshit, that lie. She's got Usher campaigning for her. Usher, who was unfortunately sexually abused by P. Diddy and then allegedly abused Justin Bieber, Usher. He's up there stumping. And Lizzo, who's embroiled in her own sex assault case with backup dancers saying she forced him to take part in a live sex show. These are the people you wheel out for what? To make you seem more of a regular person? It's just the whole thing is a circus of people being clueless and lying and not being real. And Trump at McDonald's, as much as it looks ridiculous of him being there, the billionaire, it was for a different purpose. And I love the interaction with the people who waited hours to drive through that drive-thru. The crowd there was bigger than her crowds to get McDonald's and to see them talk to him. Mr. Trump, please don't happen. Please don't let America turn into my country, Brazil. Please don't worry. We're going to fix it. People crying. You're not ordinary. You're great. But look at you. You're the beautiful wife you've got. All that interaction is real. Kamala can't do it. It's always phony. People have to see that.
He was kind of hitting on the wife, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He did. Yeah, she's a beautiful woman. Very beautiful. Yeah, I know. My other job is I'm president. My other car is a Rolls Royce. Yeah, he can't stop. He loves women, and he's just always going to be that way. But in the last 10 years, 9 years, I've seen him love children in a way that I didn't think he had in him. I've seen him hold people's kids. I've seen him become a grandfather. And there's a different side to Trump now than there was years back. And you know me. I just think he's got this victory easy. I don't think it's going to be close to people. I don't care. This is not going to be close. The swing states are going to go to him. Almost all will go to him. Maybe one. I don't think this is close at all, Mike. I have too much faith in the American public, knowing a bullshitter and knowing we're not as well as we were 4 years ago. It just comes down to that. It's easy to me.
I don't have that confidence.
Most people don't. I know. It's me.
I think these polling outlets have, you know, fixed a lot of the problems that they had in the past with tracking Trump's voters, and I think this is. This is going to be a really, really tight. I hope it's if Trump lost, I hope he loses in a blowout. If he has to lose,
God.
And if he wins, I hope he wins in a blowout because a really, really tight race that lingers for days after election day.
I know
is a really scary proposition, and just hope we don't get into that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to me, if you said, Mike, you can only have one of these things, either Republicans win the Senate or Trump wins the presidency, but not both, I'm taking the Senate.
Really?
I'm taking the freaking Senate because they will be able to stand opposed to any of the bullshit that she tries to come at them.
Yeah,
I say she.
That's
none
true.
Of it's her idea. But
I know. But
mm-hmm. Look, certainly you could see him winning and Republicans taking both houses, you could see her winning and Democrats taking both houses. Who the F knows?
It's so pivotal.
There's so much drama built into this thing, and the polling is so close.
Yeah.
Who the hell knows?
I know.
Let's go to something that we can control, at least that somebody controlled. I love this story. I hate why it had to happen, but the story of the Redneck Air Force.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Love these guys.
95 people, I guess, have, as of yesterday, been officially declared dead, but there are over 100 that are still missing in the mountains of North Carolina, where Helene dropped the historic rainfall that flooded the area and destroyed a bunch of towns up there. The federal response to the disaster has been broadly criticized, and certain people took it upon themselves to help the desperate people in this remote area. Hundreds of special ops personnel in North Carolina have formed their own homegrown rescue and supply operation after they grew tired of waiting for the federal government to get its act together. The all-volunteer operation is being run out of a Harley-Davidson dealership with ruthless efficiency and military precision. Here's a quote from Adam Smith, the guy who started this, who's an ex-Green Beret. He said, "Who's FEMA?" This disaster has definitely proven without a shadow of a doubt FEMA's incompetence and incapability. He said, noting that the agency didn't even show up until Thursday, almost a week after the storm hit. Unwilling to stand idly by, Smith enlisted the help of a few good men and women to take matters into their own hands. This Harley-Davidson dealership has become the operating base, complete with a fleet of 35 helicopters that have flown hundreds of rescue and reconnaissance missions and resupply sorties in the area. Organizers were calling the effort the Savage Freedoms Relief Operation, but Smith says they proudly adopted an alternate moniker, the Redneck Air Force.
Great, man.
The dealership teams with current and former soldiers decked out in camo pants and army boots with handguns strapped to their chest and hips, crop duster pilots, helicopter tour guides, and special operations pilots, most of them off-duty or retired military, have answered the call from Smith and others in North Carolina's extensive military community. They're using their own aircraft to fly doctors, medicine, generators, fuel, and food to these isolated residents that were cut off to the rest of the world by the unprecedented floods. Supplies and fuel for an operation of this magnitude don't come cheap, but the group has relied entirely upon donations, including around $190,000 that's been raised through this GoFundMe page. The well-oiled machine began when Smith, who's 41 years old, was unable to reach his daughter or her mother in hurricane hit Broad River, which is located between the devastated communities of Black Mountain and Bat Cave. Smith, who was in Austin, Texas at the time, drove 18 hours through the night to get back to his family, only to find there was no road access to his home or theirs. Wow. And so he did what any concerned father, who also happens to know a lot of people with helicopters, would do. He arranged for his family to be airlifted out by a private pilot. Since then, the flights have been nearly constant during daylight hours. And this story is just...
It makes you feel good to be an American. I didn't know there was a Bat Cave, North Carolina.
I actually had heard of Bat Cave,
North Carolina. Oh, that's fantastic.
Because I spent some time up in Grandfather Mountain, which is in that area.
Well, I had a buddy, a writing buddy of mine, who moved from New York to Connecticut. Then he went to North Carolina. And he was in security. And he always told me, this is 10, 12 years ago, that things really get shitty in America with respect to the government wanting our guns, what have you. If there ever was a time where the government was against us, he would say, there are ex-military and people up in the mountains of North Carolina and in many places in America that will come down from those mountains with their own guns and their own ammo, and they won't be pushed around. And this reminds me of that story, because here those guys are now, doing what needs to be done to save American citizens' lives. And I love how they just appeared. We have that in America. We have this, I don't know what you call them, not group of men, but this army, little army of men and women who served, who can still provide help and protection when we're in a bad spot. So this is a beautiful story. And it just shows, as much as it shows the spirit of Americans, it also shows that when push comes to shove, your government is really probably not going to be able to save you. That is such a sobering thought that there's no help. That horrible picture of the grandparents and the grandson on the roof of their home before they just got washed away by the flood. It's pretty sobering if you can't trust your government to help you when all else fails. What the hell do you do without guys like this? It's beautiful. But
well,
scary.
And the story doesn't get covered again because
of course not.
You know, and you contrast that with Katrina and the aftermath of Katrina and, you know, the picture of Bush flying over the damage that really destroyed his presidency, his reputation on that. And, you know, the response here, I mean, overall, most people in the know give the government pretty good grades for the Katrina response. And the opposite in this particular case. But
who was the guy he said, who was that guy who worked? It was a governor, I believe, one of the states down there. So-and-so, you're doing a good job. And the guy was doing an awful job. He was a black guy. He was a governor or something. He was always in front of the microphones during Katrina.
Yeah.
But he failed in a lot of ways. And
it was Nagin, who was the mayor of New Orleans.
Might have been Nagin. Bush was telling me he did a good job, but apparently he didn't do or wasn't quite ready for that kind of.
I think that was the governor, and I'm trying to remember the guy's name at the time, and I can't. But but anyway, bless these guys. The poor people lost there. I mean, they're finding, and these are the people that are going in and finding these bodies now. I mean,
those bodies now. Oh my God.
Yeah,
I was mentioning when I was in LA, in Florida, you know, I'm not used to watching Florida TV, and I didn't know there was a hotline to call for gators in your property, in your garage. And it's some 800 number that ends in a gator. I couldn't believe it. But the story back then was I wanted to stay because I was curious about Milton. And, you know, I'm in a third story expensive condo with generators. Nothing was going to happen to me. But I was curious to see what was going to happen to the people in Florida if it hit where we were staying, which it really didn't. It's such a sobering thought to think that you're not going to be able to just receive the help we always had envisioned we received from our government. And now to be told that you're going to get $750 when we've given 60, 70, 80 billion here to illegal immigrants, $67 billion to them. And our Americans are getting $750 to take care of themselves during this hurricane after effect. It's just disgusting. It's disgusting.
Well, one thing about the storms down here, I mean, one thing about everything down here, I mean, there's such a contrast.
Yeah.
There's parts of it that I have to admit are a little bit irritating. I mean, I do not go anywhere where I go more than like 7 miles an hour over the speed limit because there are cops everywhere. But
yeah, you showed
when
me.
It,
yeah. Yeah.
When it comes to preparedness for natural disasters, I mean, DeSantis has this thing down.
Yeah.
They're bringing people in from linemen in from other states.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the personnel. They're deployed to the area so that they can begin working on power lines immediately after the storm passes. I mean, there's just a level of seriousness. It's no different than running a business. And this guy down here runs a business.
Yeah.
And I mean, it is a tight freaking ship.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. Yeah.
California is about loose and loony as it gets, other than the sheriff's departments that do an excellent job with the resources that they have. But it's quite a contrast coming from some other places to here. Mm-hmm. But so, if you're right and Trump wins, the MVP award has to go to Elon Musk. There's only one MVP.
Outside of Kamala Harris speaking. Yeah, outside of Kamala Harris speaking stupidly. But yeah, in terms of what's been done, Elon Musk, I mean, this is even this latest thing, $1 million a day. He's going to give $1 million. I mean, it's nothing. It's 15 million by the time election comes for him. It's nothing. But just rescuing Twitter, just having him buy X. God, if we didn't have X right now, as close as people think this race is, you wouldn't be speaking that way at all. If Twitter wasn't a platform that conservatives can speak on and get hidden truths out to the masses. Because we're not getting the truth from the media now. They don't even write that. Look, they wouldn't even write about Trump putting a bunch of Florida workers up at the Doral Hotel during their stint working on the aftermath of Helene. He put them all up, 200 and something guys. It just, no, they don't write. The media doesn't cover what he does. They just, like I said, you know, you host the show, The Death of Journalism. I was in journalism for many years, and it's just the most disappointing thing that's happened. Having grown up and studied it and wanted to be a journalist, becoming one, chasing the truth, finding the truth, and now it's just, I don't know what the hell that profession is anymore.
Well, it's not. And, you know, we spend more time lately actually talking about sports coverage.
Yeah.
And the fact that reporters, journalists in the sports world are worse even than what we see
yeah.
in the political and the news arenas.
Give me a because couple examples. I want to hear this.
Well, the power is completely changed hands.
Yeah, of course.
If you dare to challenge an athlete and ask the difficult question, mm-hmm. that athlete will have you removed
yeah.
and you'll be you won't be allowed to cover the team. You won't be allowed in the locker room. Boom.
Right.
You're, so yeah. if you dare to ask LeBron about whether Bronny deserves to be on the team, or you dare to ask LeBron about whether there was ever a racial epithet written
on his garage,
Brentwood
yeah.
Garage, or,
right.
or how he feels about China and their
Diddy parties, which he said the best parties in the world,
and anything you can't,
you can't.
It's completely turned a 180. There's mm-hmm. The Gen Z went nuts when Bob Costas called a playoff game a week ago.
Oh, yeah.
They never heard of the guy. And what the hell is going on with this guy doing all these references to things from 30 years ago?
And I know.
What the hell is it? Bob freaking Costas.
The guy's amazing. I know.
Costas, Al Michaels,
yeah.
Jim Nantz, they're all Nance may outlast a little bit and still
yeah,
do
yeah.
the Masters and stuff, but
right.
but that generation, it's over.
Yeah,
it's gone by. Those yeah. legendary voices, the ones who gave it to you straight, called the game straight, let you know who
yeah.
played well, who didn't play well, who everything was just like the great news journalists of yesteryear that were unfiltered and were
yep.
regardless of what their political affiliation might have been, their marching orders from above were to play it
straight and deliver
the news. And that's because there were three or four or five sources. And
oh, yeah.
if you gave it
yeah.
with a slant, you were going to end up
on the
short end of the stick audience wise. Well, now everything is niched, and everyone providing quote unquote news is actually just providing therapy to a bunch of people who only want to hear one side, and that's all that they're delivering.
You know what it is? Let me tell you about internal petty jealousies in journalism. I can tell you this for sure. I began as a high school sports reporter, moved up to college. Did some pro stuff, Mets and Yankees, going to the stadium, writing about injuries. Not the game story, but the point is, you want to become a beat reporter. That was my dream back in the day, to cover the Yankees or Giants or Knicks. Or, you know, you've got to still play everything down the middle. But then inside journalism, everybody has a point of view, and you want to be a columnist. Columnists can give you their point of view, and they don't have to be as objective, which is what I became. And it's what a lot of people who begin in journalism want to become. And not many people can because their views just aren't strong enough to be that kind of writer.
Hey, y'all. Let me tell you about Mochi. Mochi is a telehealth platform that connects patients seeking medication-based weight loss treatment with board-certified doctors and dietitians to help them determine the best treatment options to accomplish that goal. Mochi's program is completely virtual, meaning you can access their services anywhere in the United States and you will be meeting with their team online. You deserve doctors that listen. Mochi is dedicated to providing holistic, patient-centered care that prioritizes overall well-being with the goal of transforming how weight management is approached. Mochi Health takes a holistic approach to weight loss that includes visit with board-certified doctors, nutrition consultations, and medications delivered to your door. Science-backed medications including GLP-1s like Ozempic and generic compound versions, affordable and accessible, regardless of insurance coverage. With Mochi, their dietitians work hand-in-hand with your medication to create personalized nutrition plans that fit your lifestyle. Reach your weight loss goals with science-backed, FDA-approved GLP-1 medications and support from real doctors and guidance from registered dietitians and help with making easy and sustainable changes to achieve results. Y'all have seen this. My wife has done it. My brother-in-law has done it. One of my best friends is doing it, and it really is an amazing process that works. So get started at joinmochi.com and use code RLRC to receive $40 off. That's join, joinmochi.com and use code RLRC to receive $40 off and let Mochi help change your life. Hey, y'all, one thing I've learned in 16 years of being with my wife is that PMS and menopause are a very real deal. Thank goodness for Hormone Harmony. Hey, do you experience cravings or bloating? Do you feel a little bit down or off? Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience bad sleep quality? Well, now it's easier to manage PMS and menopause with Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony supports hormonal balance and regulation. It relieves symptoms of menopause, supports cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels, promotes healthy weight loss and curbs carb cravings. It improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas, and it relieves hot flashes and it relieves mood swings. Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through premenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, and Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, and the occasional bloating and gas, or no desire to be intimate with someone, if you know what I mean. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar, is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit, my wife says, is feeling like herself again. And that's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code RLRC at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com and use the code RLRC for 15% off today.
But now we're so inundated with people just giving you their viewpoint, not just getting the down the middle stuff, that when we hear down the middle reporting, we think it's not reporting. And basically the way the baseball games were just called, watching the Mets and the Yankees, I'm a diehard Yankee fan. And that night when the Yankees clinched and Soto hit the 3-run home run to put us into the playoffs in extra innings, that 8-9 pitch at bat was brilliant. I got emotional. I cry. My eyes filled up. I was on the phone or texting Jack and Roe and Joey, and we're all emotional and we're all screaming because we don't have to, like, for a minute or two or an hour. We just got to just love sports and hear our announcers, hear them call the home run calls. It was just a great feeling of, this is the way it's supposed to be. Not about politics, not about the way the media covers everything, but just seeing a baseball game and letting it play out the way it plays out, no controversy, nobody writing lies, nobody trying to make you believe something that didn't happen. That was pure excitement. And there's not many of those moments left, unfortunately, because everything we go through in life is covered by people that have a point of view. And if it's not yours, you're going to suffer through their storytelling. And I'm sick of it. So sports is like the last bastion where you can go to get that just good old story without hearing a political version of it. And I don't know what to do beyond that. So hopefully the series goes to 7 games, because once that's over, we're back to hearing bullshit from the media.
Well, even when somebody plays it, quote unquote, straight, like, yeah. I'm not a Fox News viewer, not a fan, but I am a fan of Brett Baer. I think Brett Baer is a good news guy.
Yeah.
There's the news and editorial sides, and you know, Baer's in a different world over at Fox than the Five and the Fox and Friends and all of that. I mean, he's a legitimate journalist.
It's like Jake Tapper. He's like Tapper.
When you look at that interview with Harris, he asked the right questions. He asked the questions that any journalist would have asked 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't have mattered who they were affiliated with. Those are the questions that a journalist needed to ask of her, because they haven't been asked.
Nope.
And he played it brilliantly in that, you know, she had just come out of, which I can't believe they're trying as an angle, this Trump being unfit and unhinged and everything.
Stupid.
Thing. Did you forget who your guy in the White House is?
I know, but
she just comes out of that, and then he asks her, you know, when she, you know, became aware of Joe Biden's issues, and she can't speak, right?
Yeah.
I mean, all he can control is the questions that get asked. He can't control the answers. Her answer. Yeah. Was a non-answer.
No, but, so stupid.
But she needs to be accountable for, was she part of the coup, or was she outside, oblivious to the fact that the coup was going on? Did she know that he lost his marbles? And if she did, why didn't she say anything about him? I mean, she's in a no-win in that line of questioning, which is why she doesn't respond, because that's probably the only thing she can do is not respond. But the American public needs to hear that question asked, because they need to be asking themselves about that situation.
Yeah.
How she comes to be the candidate without getting a single vote to be that candidate. It happens in a unprecedented removal of the guy who won the nomination.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing that guy having what appear to be second thoughts about, you know, taking it like a man, that he was, you know, that they ordered the code red, as as somebody recently said, that Nancy Pelosi ordered the code red.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
So she needs to provide an answer there, and she didn't.
No.
And Jim Gaffigan, who was no conservative, who hosted the Al Smith thing the other night, his opening was right in line with that Brett Baer question. You know, he made the joke about George Clooney. And, you know, that they needed George Clooney's op-ed to know that it was time to get rid of. There needs to be accountability for that. That wasn't.
Yeah.
This is the party that yells all the time about democracy.
Yeah.
And there's no greater illustration than not giving an F about quote unquote democracy than the way in which she was put into that position. Anyway, we started with Elon as the MVP.
He really is.
Absolutely. Because if if Twitter X didn't become a platform with a staunch belief in First Amendment rights and allowing for that kind of freedom of speech, then it would have had a dramatic impact on every other platform, and they'd be playing it less straight than they are, even though none of them are playing it straight. Right. They would just, since they're the only one that, you know, is a legitimate, you have the Rumbles out there and the Truth Socials, whatever, but X Twitter is the only one with a meaningful footprint that is out there providing a town square with a free exchange of ideas, regardless of where those ideas originate, and allowing the people to decide what's real and what's not real, what's true and what isn't true. And for Musk, I mean, look, that to watch the booster
come
back and land in the holster.
Crazy. How do you put the guy down? That's it. He's basically taking a 20-story building and landing it perfectly. Well, not him, but the technology being caught by a couple of, they called toothpicks or chopsticks. It was amazing to watch. You know, I will say this. Yes, Elon, anybody out there, but especially him, his reach and his importance and influence is so important. However, I will say this. He gets on stage and, you know, he's not much for making public speeches. He's not really good at that. The guy's such a genius. He's on the spectrum somewhere.
Yeah, but for sure.
Of course. But he says, you know, like what a lot of people say, call your friends, call 10, 20, 30 of your friends, get them to vote for Trump, go together. Those are all good things to say. There's not one person doing that. So we could say that he's the MVP, and he is for very different reasons, particularly Twitter. How many of us call our friends and go, you voted for Trump, right? Let's go together. Let's all get in the car and go. It's just not the way people are these days. How could you call friends to convince them to change their vote or all go together? Those are great thoughts, but I don't think that's what America does at all.
No, I think you're right. But I think inside of families,
yeah,
I think
families
some,
go. Yeah,
there's some of that, especially the elderly.
The elderly
within the family.
Sure.
But no, I agree with you. But he's been such a strong First and Second Amendment advocate, and Twitter. You know, I forget exactly how big it is, but it's hundreds of millions of followers that he's got. Anything he puts out, and I mean, you see, there's a lot of stuff he puts out that you're like, well, that isn't great, but it still gets 200 million views and hundreds of thousands of shares, and so
amazing.
Anyway, it can't help but appreciate what the guy has done and you know done at some significant personal cost
exactly
and significant personal risk because you know he's got his own security detail but
I know
could easily see there being
folks
that want to take him out and
I know it's a sobering thought. The guy really put himself out there, and it's very easy to forget just how big a person he is in the world. Not only the richest man in the world, but how technologically creative he is. And to see him jumping up and down on the stage for Trump in a shirt that was too short, so his belly kept getting shown. The guy, he has a lot to lose. He really is in a he put himself in a compromising position, but I really admire guys like that who don't care about the temperature inside the battle. They want to get there because they know what they're doing is right. I like guys like that a lot.
No. If your boy wins, there's his MVP.
I agree.
I wanted to share a personal story from last week that just drives me crazy about Taylor Swift. So
what happened now?
So, you know, we just moved into this new house in Florida, in a town called Jupiter, Florida. But Jerry Ann, my wife, had to go back to because we had sold our house in New Orleans back in August and had put all of our stuff in storage in Mississippi where her family is.
Oh.
She had to go back to get our stuff to pick the items from storage that we wanted to bring to the new house. And so she's booking a flight back to Jackson, Mississippi, and she's trying to get a rent-a-car.
Yeah.
And she's like, Mike, every rent-a-car place in Jackson is sold out. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's Jackson. There's no way the rent-a-car places in Jackson are sold out. So I go, and National Rent-A-Car is my go-to because I love that you don't have to stop at a counter. You just go out and you can choose any car in the aisle and just drive it away.
Yeah.
It's great.
That's cool. Yeah.
Well, National's gone. And Thrifty's gone.
Yeah.
And Alamo's gone. And Avis is gone. And I just took a personal oath after the OJ murdered his wife that I would never rent from Hertz again. And I haven't in all of that time.
Oh,
I've never rented
funny.
From Hertz. But I decided, well, shit, she has to have a rent a car. I couldn't get from Enterprise. So Hertz was the last place I checked. And I couldn't believe it. I could make a reservation for a car and Hertz.
Right.
And so I go back to her as her hero.
Yeah.
Look, you know, it's OJ's car company, but you know, I got you a Hertz confirmation and she's so happy, you know, she's got it. And so she flies into Jackson and she goes to the Hertz counter and they tell her they don't have a car for her.
Oh, God.
And she said, well, wait a minute. I got a confirmation here of my reservation.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, here's the small print that says this is a confirmation that if we have any cars, you get to have one, basically.
Oh, God.
And so she's now unbelievably upset. She's got no way to get around and she needs to get around for all this stuff. And you can Uber in Jackson, but it's not an Uber
not
town.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to have a car.
Yeah.
And so she's very upset. She's at the counter and she overhears one of the agents tell one of the others that, can you believe all of this because of a damn Taylor Swift concert?
Oh, no.
In New Orleans.
Oh.
So New Orleans was so concerned they weren't going to have enough cars for all the people coming in to see the Taylor Swift show at the Superdome.
Oh,
that
my God.
They took out all the rent-a-cars from the region. So, from Lake Charles to Lafayette to Jackson to Monroe all of these other, they took them all.
Jesus.
She ends up having to go to a place called Flowood, Mississippi gets a maroon Mitsubishi something from an Enterprise in Flowood. It took hours and hours to get the thing. And, you know, I'm sorry, Taylor, but, you know, come
on. You've been bothered by Taylor Swift. Then you had to deal with the traffic in Florida when Trump, the guy was on the golf course, was maybe going to shoot Trump up in a tree. You've been involved in some things that you really shouldn't be involved in. Just fate. It's crazy. But the car thing I've got stuck with too, where you don't have you have a reservation, but there's no car there. That's happened to me. It drives me crazy. But then again, I've rented a car that I'll say, it'll be back Thursday by 1. And then you find you need the car 2 or 3 more days. And I know there was somebody who had a reservation for my car the day I was supposed to return it. But since I didn't return it, that person's shit out of luck.
Yeah, but they, I mean, not really.
So you're telling me that all those rental car companies were taken up because people in New Orleans made plans to get those cars? Or people in Mississippi made plans to drive to New Orleans?
No.
To see Taylor?
This is the same companies that are operating primarily out of the Louis Armstrong Airport there in New Orleans, which is it's a new airport. It's a very nice airport.
Yeah.
That they needed to increase their fleets because of demand. So it was a supply demand move by the rent-a-car companies reaction to the influx of tourists because of Taylor freaking Swift coming to New Orleans.
Wow.
So all these other cities and the people going there have to be inconvenienced because New Orleans has Taylor Swift.
I'm sure the hotels, I'm sure the Marriott's and all those places were probably booked up as well.
Oh yeah. Oh no.
Chant. She's a force. She's a worldwide force. She's not a person anymore. She's a force of nature.
I don't get it.
Well, I don't get it.
I do not. I get none of it.
I don't. Well,
I get none of it. Like I don't even get. Give her another $5 billion on top of what she has, and if I'm Travis Kelce, I don't even. There's not even a first date. I don't get it.
I get nothing attractive. I get what you're saying. I don't find her beautiful. I certainly think she's an attractive girl. I don't particularly care for her stage show. I don't like that she wears an ice capade outfit most of the time. But I mean, look, she is a magnificent writer, and I give her credit for performing as long as she does and being so generous to people that she performs in the community. She gives money to homeless shelters. All that stuff is great. I don't like the fact that every day I got to open a paper, well, open the internet to look at the papers, and always see stories about her and Travis that really have no significance. Okay, they watched the Yankee game. There was a public display of affection. That becomes a 300-word story. I don't understand it. The story is if they don't kiss and they're together for 2.5 hours. Don't show me the and the guy is, of course, being run through the celebrity mill now. He's got a quiz show he's going to do. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? He's got commercials. He's in Grotesquerie, the show on FX. He's being pulled in so many different directions, and yet he's still having a good season, and the Chiefs
are undefeated. But he's not doing Are You Smarter Than a Sixth Grader, you notice.
he didn't get that game.
He didn't get that game.
No, that's a little too high. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, Travis. You're a great player. I'm sure it's legit. It's gone on way too long. But
you got to marry her. I mean, what are you waiting for?
I think after the tour's
over, she'll be knocked up within 6-7 months of the tour being over, and they'll have that kid and get married. This is not going to be a 5-year relationship. She's going to lock this one up, and he's going to lock her up, and they'll go 12 years before it ends.
Wow, really?
Yeah, they'll go good. They're young. They're young enough where they can still make it work.
I'm shorting this thing. I'm shorting it. I'm shorting it. I don't know the answer to this. I'm sure there's some people would say, well, there's a meaningful difference, but I don't know what the difference between having $75-100 million and having $1 billion is. You can go anywhere you want to go. You can do anything you want to do. You can be with anybody you want to be with.
Right.
You're accountable to no one. I mean,
so
he is a billion more? Sure. Does he need that?
No, he doesn't need it. No, of course, it's not the money thing, but I only say they're going to split up eventually because it's showbiz. It's the world of professional sports. Typically, those marriages don't last because those people have so many options, et cetera. Their lives are so filled with wonderful things that can blind you. Otherwise, if they were two normal people, but their backgrounds, I could see them being together forever. But only because they're in the fields they're in, I think it'll typically end at some point. On not as early as you think. I think they'll go one or two kids, and then that'll end in about 10 years or so.
I'm going no marriage, no kids.
Wow. No faith at all. I say
I'm going no marriage, no kids.
I say not only does she have a baby before the tour, after the tour's over, but she might be knocked up at the end of the tour.
Wow. Well, I guess we'll know by the bump in the Ice Capades outfit.
We'll see the Ice Capade outfit again. A little too tight on her. Yeah, we'll see.
All right, dude, you wore me out between relationships as a bitch and everything is a bitch. I feel
now
like a bitch.
You got fame as a bitch in a little while.
Last story, I acted like a complete bitch. So.
No, it's fine. All right, buddy. All right, I got to do my fame as a bitch now, and then you'll be good for the day.
You do it.
It's a lot of talking.
It was fun. Thanks, folks. We'll be back at you next week. See you, AJ.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.